When you get sick, is your first stop Google? According to a survey by Pew Research Center's Internet and American Life Project, 61% of Americans are going online for medical advice and information. But an even more significant trend is that 20% have posted items about their health in online forums looking for information, but also a Facebook-like community. Is that maybe risky? Let's take a look with Susanna Fox. She's Associate Director of Digital Strategy at Pew. And Susanna, what are some of the things people are doing online with their health information?
Well, you first mentioned going online to search for health information, which we find is pretty much the default first step that a search engine is the de facto second opinion in the United States. And we also see a growing trend toward people not just wanting to gather health information, but to share it and even create health information. And what we're seeing is that we're just starting to see people tracking their own health data or looking at the outcomes for other people. You know, we've all looked at restaurant reviews for years now, and now we're starting to look at doctor reviews, hospital reviews, even treatment reviews online.
Right. These sites can compile information that patients share with each other so that there is a database that other people can refer to, a network where people can track information. But also, do we understand that some of these sites, try to analyze the collected information and maybe even get people in clinical trials?
Absolutely. When people have a life-changing diagnosis, something that's very serious, we find that the Internet becomes almost a secret weapon. They use it to track down other people who might have the same condition or people who are just ahead of them on the treatment path. And in some ways, it's putting patients on more equal footing with health professionals in being able to find the treatment that they think might help them.
Well, we know there are a lot of questions about this, but first, tell us more about what people might be talking about. We know there are sites like curetogether.com or patientslikeme.com. What are some of the things they're talking about?
CureTogether, Patients Like Me, and sites like those are trying to quantify the stories that we have in our lives and quantify our experiences so that we can compare them, so we can crowdsource things like migraine treatments and discover, wait, there's actually something that we can do for migraine that doesn't have anything to do with drugs. There's lifestyle changes. And on the other end of the spectrum, drug discovery. There are ways to pool the resources of patients who are all facing the same diagnosis to figure out what is the drug that is really, really working, and what's the best outcome that someone can expect?
Well, and what are some doctor concerns about these websites?
You know, 10 years ago when I started this research, doctors were very resistant. In fact, the American Medical Association urged patients to make a New Year's resolution in the year 2001 to not go online for health information. And clearly that didn't work out. Doctors now are starting to understand the power of it, and they see that patients don't come to them at square one. Patients can come to them later in the process, so they can skip to a more advanced level of understanding.
Well, but we know some doctors are concerned that, yes, everybody might have the same diagnosis, but within that diagnosis, there's incredible differences, and they're worried, a little bit worried that people may act on information that doesn't pertain to them.
Absolutely, and what we don't have right now is a real system for checking the accuracy of health information. The good news is that, again, this is where the crowd comes in, and if people find a community of people like them, what I see in my research is that they kind of auto-correct the data, and if somebody posts something that's false or misleading that they found, the crowd kind of swarms it and kills the bad information in some ways, like a germ.
We mentioned the part about how some of these sites analyze information, maybe move people into clinical trials. What else do they do with the information? Is there a fear that is it sold to drug companies?
Well, there are different models for how different industries are using this opportunity. And I think we need to have a conversation about what people are actually doing online so that we can set rules and guidelines that reflect the reality of what people are doing.
Susanna Fox, Associate Director of Digital Strategy at Pew Internet. Susanna, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, one forum these online health communities can take is in sites that offer wellness challenges. Mike Zani is CEO of Shape Up the Nation, a social networking company that allows people to challenge each other to get in shape. Mike, we understand you offer your product to 120 health plans and companies. They then sign up employees into your program. Then how do the challenges work?
The first thing we try to get you to do is to recruit your social network to participate with you. So you go out and recruit 8 or 10 coworkers, and we create a fun, challenging game, which may last from 8 to 16 weeks. And in this game, you're tracking criteria. It could be as simple as exercise minutes, steps walked, and weight loss. But you can have nutrition-based programming, you can have stress reduction programming, or even smoking cessation-based programming. One of the most common things is brown bag walking lunches. 3 days a week, 5 days a week, people are packing their own lunches and taking their 15, 30, 45 minutes that they may have free, and they're walking.
Well, you know, in the old days, when you got into a group and you were all trying to do something together, you picked up the phone and called somebody when you were having trouble. What's happening on online that's connecting these people?
We're using a lot of social networking constructs that you might see in Facebook and LinkedIn. We're using these same tools so people can find out what activities are going on in their social network. As an example, I could post that I'm going for a run this afternoon at 3 p.m., and if I make it an open event and you're in my social network, you can see that that event's happening, and you could potentially join me.
Are you at all surprised at some of the research from the Pew Center that more and more people are looking for health information and community online?
Oh, not at all. I actually think some of the work done about health connectedness by Nicholas Christakis and James Fowler in their book Connected, the press unfortunately picked up that your friends make you fat. There's actually, it's much more profound research than that. So over the last 40 years, our friends and family have made us fat. But over the same period of time, our friends and family have enabled us to quit smoking in droves. And that this connectedness, which is even more pervasive online, can be very profound in long-term behavior change.
That's Mike Zani, CEO of Shape Up the Nation, a social networking wellness company. And before that, we spoke with Susanna Fox, Associate Director of Digital Strategy at Pew Internet. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.